Hello, and welcome to Nitwit, Rantings of a Rabid Knitter, a storytelling podcast with occasional knit bits. My name is Carrie, a.k.a. Autumn Breeze, and this is episode 62, Sheep Shearing. First, though, as usual, I've got some news and little bits of information I want to share with you. First is a public thank you to Mike. He sent me the cutest little button using lion and bear, and I'm going to be putting that on the website so you can grab that button as well. It's just wonderful. It looks like the two of them are in the middle of a conversation. This must have been one of the pictures that Wayne took, because I don't think I could have captured them so nicely. Second, I want to do a public thank you to my yarn swap person. I'm sorry I'm so negligent in getting this done. She sent me some wool that was dyed. It was spun first and then it was dyed in a vegetable dye. I'm not sure what she used to get this lovely blue color. But one of the things that's really interesting about it is it really demonstrates how different fibers take the dye differently. Even though this was dyed in the same dye bath, there is a distinct difference between the two plies. It's really cool stuff. Also, she sent me some lovely stitch markers that, I don't know, I think they're almost too beautiful to use. Finally, I want to talk to you a little bit about Maryland Sheep and Wool Festival. It's coming up again, and I'm almost 80% sure that I'm going to go this year. I've been debating back and forth as to whether or not I really want to go or not. But if I go, I will be wearing my big fucking flower for you so you can find me. And I was talking to Wayne about it, and I was saying, you know, this flower thing, it worked out both positive and negative. It did allow you to find me. It also kept people from reaching over me. And in fact, people tended to give me a wide berth for some reason. But I think that this needs to be a new fashion statement. I would love it if you also wore a big fucking flower so I could find you. Who knows, maybe they'll just think of us as the blooming idiots. But it would be one way for me to find you and for you to find me. I don't care what kind of flower it is or where you put it. You can put it on your lapel, you can put it on your hat, or you can do it like I do and attach it to your backpack. Any way that you want to do it, are you willing to wear a flower for me? Let me know. Now, I got a new toy. I went into the Apple store the other day with Wayne because he was looking for something in particular. And I wandered over to the accessories area, and I noticed that Extreme Mac had a new recording device that would attach to a Nano, and it's called a Micro Memo. It looked really cool. It had a boom mic that could be adjusted and moved around. The mic could be removed and you could replace it with a lapel mic. Now, I have an iRiver, but to tell you the truth, the interface with the iRiver is difficult. And this interface was very clear. As soon as you attached it onto the Nano, it would pop up with a record, pause, stop, and save. How cool is that? It's pretty obvious what you're doing and when, instead of having to jiggle around three different buttons and just hope that you got the right combination. Unfortunately, it didn't work with my current Nano. It's a second gen only. So I thought about it and I thought, You know, I really do want to be a little bit more portable in my recording. I would like to take this on the road and do some interviews, and you are worth it. So I bought myself a new Nano, and it's pink. Very, very bright pink. And I'm thrilled. I've tried it out, and I think it works pretty good. I'm still going to have to fiddle around with it a little bit, especially in the post editing. It does generate a lot more noise, or at least it picks up a lot more of the ambient sounds with it. But I think that it's still good quality. And I had a sheep shearer come by the other day. The girls needed their haircut, and the boy, mustn't forget the boy. He told me something interesting. He said that a lot of times when he comes in to shear a bunch of sheep, they don't tell them which ones are the boys and which ones are the girls. And many a times, it's been ugly. Let's just put it that way. I told him which one was the boy, and he said that Lion will appreciate that. Anyway, he came and did some shearing, and I thought this would be a great opportunity to, one, try out my new toy, and two, get you the story from someone else. So, without further ado, this is my interview with Scott, the sheep shearer.
My name is Scott Bowdridge. I'm a PhD student at Virginia Tech. I'm studying animal science with the emphasis on genetics of parasite resistance in sheep.
And in your spare time, you shear sheep.
I'm also a sheep shearer. Lived in Maine for about 5 years, and I did about 2,000 sheep a year in Maine, and I was pretty much one of the five handful of guys in Maine actually shearing. So there's a lot of famous people that live on the islands in Maine, and Christy Alley happens to be one of them, and she bought sheep from a farm that I used to work for in Maine, and they needed somebody to come out and shear them. It's a very interesting kind of ordeal. You know, you never know what you're going to never know what to expect when you come out to somebody's place to shear, and she's got quite an entourage that was there, and you know, you're usually shearing around a crowd of people, but not 30, you know, so it's a little bit different. And, you know, a very, very nice woman and wanted to get in the pen and help move sheep. And a lot of beginners with sheep just don't know where to stand. So
right.
I think I told her, I said, you know what, you're paying me to do it. Just, you know, let me do it and you can watch. And she said, that's great. So we took her over sheep and she had three Cotswold, a ewe and two ewe lambs that were out of that ewe, and sheared all three of them, wanted to know what to do with the wool, and she said, can I sell it? And I said, try. Yeah, you know, I don't know. So she, I don't know, she probably ended up throwing it away or something or giving it to friends, and they threw it away. But it was just an interesting ordeal. So you go in her house is immaculate, and it's been in, you know, different magazines and such, and you just go in there. She says, go ahead and have a seat, and you've been shearing sheep all afternoon, and you don't want to sit on her couch, so I said, no, I'll just stand. And she said, how much is it going to cost? I said, well, just the fee on the ferry and $20 a head, just because it's out on the islands, everything costs more. And it's, you know, you're not trying to overcharge anybody. It's just, it's, you know, it's an hour and a half ferry ride to the island, and it's an hour and a half back. So that's 3 hours of travel plus however long it took you to get to the ferry. So yeah. So I charged her $60, and she looked at me really funny, and she said, I don't know how you make any money doing this. So I said, well, I'm just in it to get sheep shorn for people and try to make a little bit of money. So she gave me $400 instead of $60. So that's a good sharing story.
Thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
No problem.
I really appreciate Scott taking time out of his busy schedule to sit down and share a story with me and with you. I really enjoyed the story, and I hope you did too. On a side note, Scott did not charge me that much money to shear my sheep. His fee for down in this less ritzy area is $10 for setup and then $5 per ewe and weather and $10 for a ram. So if you're looking for a sheep shearer and you live in the Virginia, North Carolina area, you might consider giving him a call. It would be great if you would let him know that you heard his story and appreciated it. I will be putting his email address on the website. Or, of course, you can come by and leave me a comment. I wouldn't mind hearing from you either. Come by the website, which is autumnbreezedesigns.com. You can also send me an email. My email address is Carrie, and that's carrie.autumnbreeze@gmail.com. I also have a voicemail number. My voicemail number is 206-666-5775. Thank you for taking time out to listen to me. I hope you have a great week. Bye.